On January 18, 2010, at approximately 10 o'clock p.m., JPD received a call that a man had been attacked in the 8200 block of Glacier Highway. When officers arrived, they found a 40-year-old Juneau man with mild abrasions and lacerations on his body. Capital City Fire and Rescue transported him to Bartlett Regional Hospital, where he was treated and released. The investigation revealed that at about 10 o'clock p.m., the victim was driving in a car with a friend when some people they knew passed them in another car. Both cars drove to where Glacier Highway ends at the 8200 block. Three people got out of the lead car and approached the car with the victim in it. The victim also got out of the car he was riding in. The three people approached the victim and began beating and kicking him. One of the people used a stun gun on him, and a second person held a knife to his face while threatening him. They then got into their car and drove away. The driver of the car the victim was in also drove away and left him. The victim then ran to a nearby building and called for help. At approximately 6:30 a.m., officers served several search warrants in the 8200 block of Mendenhall Loop Road. Officers interviewed several people and subsequently arrested 40-year-old Juneau resident Joseph Cropley, 45-year-old Juneau resident Tilly Santos, and 35-year-old Juneau resident Rafael Lopez. Cropley was charged with robbery in the first degree and assault in the fourth degree. Lopez was charged with robbery in the first degree and assault in the third degree. Santos was charged with robbery in the first degree and assault in the third degree. Robbery in the first degree is an A felony. Assault in the fourth degree is an A misdemeanor. And assault in the third degree is a C felony. All three were lodged at Lemon Creek Correctional Center without bail. It was determined that the three arrested were acquaintances of the victim, and alcohol was not a factor.